You're listening to The Best of Perry Gauthier, where we remember our friend and leader who was taken from us in this life in December of 2020. It is our hope that his memory lives on in the hundreds and thousands of people who he touched both in and outside of capitals in this country and around the world. We will be sharing interviews that Perry did for radio and television throughout the following weeks. Perry was always prepared to share the good news of Christ and God's love for politicians and people serving in the political realm. On today's episode, Pastor Perry becomes Professor Perry as he schools us on when it's moral to disobey an immoral leader, the 613 Mosaic laws, and the difference between killing in war and premeditated murder.
And so where is that line? How do you define that line when rebellion turns from something evil? Because, of course, Lucifer, they say, is the original rebel, right?
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. What is the difference between, say, a Lucifer and, say, a Moses rebelling against the Pharaoh?
Yes. You know, in that particular case, Lucifer rebelled against the almighty, perfect God. In fact, the essence of his rebellion was he was not satisfied being the perfect creature as an angel, as a cherub, but he wanted to exalt himself over God. Well, because God's perfect, you have done wrong, and that's the entrance of sin into the universe. This is before the Garden of Eden, where sin enters the human picture in the Garden of Eden. But Lucifer, in the pre-Edenic Eden of heaven, is what it's called, the celestial realm. So he rebels against a perfect, unflawed king. So that's, by definition, sin. That's the entrance of sin found in his free will. And God created all creatures, the angels and humans, with free will. Humans in his image. And so our free will, which is an inviolable thing, and you said earlier, people just have this inherent desire to be free. And that's because we're made in God's image, and he is free. He's volitional, which means there is a choice, there is a will, and that is what freedom is about, the freedom to choose. So the difference between Lucifer's rebellion against God and Moses' rebellion against Pharaoh is that Pharaoh was murderously, thievingly tyrannical slave driver, abusing people and human rights in mass quantity for decades, centuries, 400 years. In the way the story plays out historically in the biblical text is that Moses came in by the command of God to this evil tyrant who had enslaved this people, all because he was afraid. Remember, rewind 400 years, kill all the Hebrew baby boys. The midwives say, we won't do it. So even though they're still in slavery, they're multiplying. They're a massive, probably up to a couple million by the time the Exodus happens. But Moses comes, let my people go, speaking for the Lord, is that this man was tyrannical, thieving, crushing, and evil to high proportion. And that's a huge difference between Lucifer, who became the devil and became Satan, Lucifer rebelling against a perfect God who had nothing but beauty and order all throughout the universe at that point. Rebellion against government is bad. In fact, that's what treason is. Treason, even in America, is still a capital punishment. And in the Mosaic Law Code, 613 laws in the Law of Moses, we hear the Ten Commandments. That's just the first 10. That's the big 10. That's the legal headers for the other 603. So the 613 commandments in Moses' law are given so that people can understand the ethics of God and understand how to live. But when a ruler is violating the moral laws of God and abusing his people and becoming tyrannical and murderous, you know, one of the big 10, thou shalt not murder. And it's the Hebrew word ratzach, which means murder. It doesn't mean kill. And people who are against war and people who are pacifists, who are against just warfare and who are just pacifists and doormats, they often say, well, the Bible says thou shalt not kill. No, it doesn't. The Bible says thou shalt not murder. And murder and killing are two different things. Killing is just the taking of human life, the taking of life. But the taking of human life is killing, and the wrongful, premeditated taking of human life is what we call murder. And that's one of the great crimes.
Leaders rule from a position of fear, and the people want freedom. It seems like the cycle never changes. Join us next time for the amazing topics of obedience and submission. Do you want to go through life being satisfied or perpetually seeking out the next thing to try and meet the craving deep down in your soul?